You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A while back, a friend of mine gave me a DVD of a beautiful documentary film called Nel Giardino del Suono, In the Garden of Sound. It's a glimpse into the life and work of Wolfgang Fasser, a blind musician, therapist, and sound recordist. The award-winning film shows Wolfgang working with a group of young patients, each of which is facing challenges to their health and well-being. With patience, humor, sounds, and music, he slowly gains the trust of his patients, helping them to learn new ways of expressing themselves. We're listening to a dawn chorus recorded by Wolfgang at a forest near his home in Switzerland. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet, welcoming Wolfgang Fasser to the program. Wolfgang, I wonder if there are any stories, any insights you've had from your long career in being both a therapist and a musician, where you've felt and learned from the magic of listening. I know that's a big question. Maybe we could start more small, but I figured we'd start big.
No, thank you. It gives me an open door. Listening is for me the umbilical cord to life. Ah. I'm just by nature listener. It's not only because I'm blind. I listen, and listening for me creates images, it's connected, it's the world listening. I'm just interested in listening any kind, anything. Let's say, as a music therapist, I have to listen to my patient. I like to purify my listening until I come to an open, non-conditioned listening. Just listening in here and now, that phenomenon, without thinking, without understanding, without already organizing something or thinking on the response. Just open, unconditioned listening. This is something which I'm working on, and I'm fascinated how much the world expresses itself. The world means myself, the other, the community, the world, the nature, even Mother Earth and heaven. So listening is just a baseline of my life. I like to listen as well to just the sounds of the atmosphere. Our atmosphere and the solar wind and so on makes that shh in the atmosphere. Probably in all times when you listened medium wave, you could hear this type of atmospherics.
The atmospheric phenomena Wolfgang is speaking of are very low-frequency signals that can be picked up with special receiving apparatuses. Some of these signals are called whistlers, and they're caused by lightning.
And then, of course, I love to listen to the world, to the sound of the people, the sound in the village, the sound of nature. For me, it's just an open door to life, listening. And we all know when we do recordings, you never hear all, everything which happened. When you then listen to your soundscape, you're surprised. And when you listen it four or five times, you will hear much more, which you couldn't hear before. You always have a filter. And here, this practice of unconditioned listening, which makes you open for that, what is in that here and now. So all these topics, I'm so interested in, I love it. And I want to know what makes a sound. What is, let's say, a bird when he's singing? Who is that bird? What's he doing now? Or let's say now I can hear in my background there are the bells from the church, and they do some reflections. And sometimes I can hear some strange reflections. Just it comes from the sounds of the bells being reflected somewhere from the mountain and so on. This to listen selectively in that sound of that reflection. So everything which is sound is for me interesting, and listening to it in the various possibility to listen. There is not one way to listen, but there is the art of listening, and you can become a friend of listening and open up your abilities to hear, which is great.
My thanks to Wolfgang Fasser. The film Nel Giardino del Suoni, In the Garden of Sound, is available on a number of streaming platforms. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.